Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 622, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. That's good stuff, Bud Light Seltzer.
All right, let's kick it off, man. Pro football in sports. There are players who are loved by fans for their play on the field and others for their personality. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew. Although exciting to watch, his style of play on the gridiron is often more fun to watch for his style off of the field. And not only for his mustache. Now I think you know what I'm talking about. Last week, Minshew was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list after a teammate he rooms with tested positive. But he has since been cleared to play and had a perfectly reasonable, well, for him anyway, explanation for why he didn't catch the virus. This is what he says. I did not contract the virus. It took one look at me and ran the other way, probably in its best interest. That's his answer. And then he walks off the stage. Mic drop. There you go, Minshew. You just look at him. You're like, yeah, that guy's, he's a character. Nobody sports that mustache without a personality. That's
exactly,
for sure.
Exactly.
Moving on, man. College football. The University of Connecticut football team, UConn, has been the first major college football program to cancel their season. There you go, UConn.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
It's an interesting decision since the big conferences like the ACC, the SEC, and the Big Ten are trying really, 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 really hard to get the season going. So here's my opinion. It's going to be canceled. They're not going to make it through the whole season. I highly doubt that. NCAA and these teams, colleges, really, I understand. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money that it gets pushed through that system. But, dude, when is it? When is it when you're like, you know what? Let's just not think about money for a second and think about the well-being for the people around you. When is it when health surpasses people's greed? That's what I'm wondering. And the effing NCAA is kind of pissing me off when it comes to that, because it's like they just don't care. You know, well, we have machines where you run through and it sanitizes you, and then it's not going to make a difference. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. And it's been flying around. People have been testing positive since we opened everything back up. It's just, I'm right there with you guys. I don't like the coronavirus. I'm not a big fan of it either.
Well,
for God's sakes,
you got to look at too. And this is what I've been saying to a lot of people, you know, and even Kristen, because there's times where it's like, oh, we want to go out, we want to do this, we want to do that, but it's like it's decreasing the chances of it spreading. Yes, believe me, we all want to see football. We all want to go out to our restaurants and have this. We want to do this. We want to do that. We want to have those birthday parties, but the more you go out, the more you give it a chance to be spread. That's what's caused. If we could just hunker down in this year, I know it's going to suck. There is going to be a lot of money lost. But yeah, with this sport, you cannot expect a 52-man roster, 51-man roster to not have issues. That's 51. And that's just the players. Then you got all the coaches. You got all the staff, everything like that. You're just asking for trouble when there doesn't need to be trouble.
Just wrap it up for a season. I want to, like you said, I want to see it just as bad. But come on.
Yep.
Here's the thing. Why don't you use some of that $300 profit that you guys make on books off of kids coming to your college? How about that $100,000 tuition that you're charging people? You know, the ridiculous money people have to pay for college, and you're still being a little bitch, just trying to just scrape some more money. Just chalk it up for a season, for God's sakes. Moving on. Golf. It's pissing me off, NCAA. Golf. Legendary sports announcer Jim Nantz. He believes that they are heading into the greatest stretch in the history of golf. He might be onto something because of all the coronavirus delays. 7 major tournaments are now scheduled for the next 11 months. Starting tomorrow, or today, I should say. Starting today, we're scheduled to see 7 major championships, including 2 Masters and 2 PGA championships. So a lot of golfing to be had. And it's one of those sports where, yeah, you could probably really pull it off by not canceling it, because not a lot of people. You're kind of already socially distanced. You know.
Yep.
So there you go. All right. That's your sports this morning.
You got all angry this morning. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
All right. Good morning. 729 Rock Hunter.
Yo, what's up?
All right, let's get right to it. We got your sports. Maybe.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Mm-mm. Try Bud Light Seltzer today. Mm-mm.
It is good. It's that good, man. Try one today. If you haven't, what are you doing? Pro football. In sports, there are plenty of players who are loved by fans for their play on the field and others for their personality. Jacksonville's Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew, although excited to watch his style of play on the gridiron, is often more fun to watch for his style off of the field. That's right. Not only for his mustache. It is a pretty significant mustache, isn't it there?
It's delightful.
Last week, Minshew was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list after a teammate he rooms with tested positive. But he has since been cleared to play. And had a perfectly reasonable, well, for him anyway, explanation for why he didn't catch the virus. He explained, did not contract the virus. It took one look at me and ran the other way, probably in its best interest. So throwing a little sarcasm out there. You know, it is kind of wild. Like, his roommate had it. He doesn't have it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're not, like, making out, but...
Still, though, close quarters, though, you think there'd be a chance for it, so.
You'd think. Yeah. Anyway, moving on, college football. The University of Connecticut football team, UConn, has been the first major college football program to cancel their season. Done. White flag, throwing in the towel. It's an interesting decision since because big conferences like ACC, SEC, the Big Ten, trying really, really hard to get the season going. As far as, like, they said it's happening, they've already got schedules out. As we know now, it is happening. They're basically doing all in conference games, one out of conference game, right? Is that where it's at right now so far?
I think so, yeah.
So, you know what? Kudos to UConn. I'm telling you, it's just maybe they do. Maybe the NCAA does know, and it's too early to call, maybe. But I think UConn's doing the right thing here, guys. As much as I want to see Michigan get the ass whipped, and I am a Wolverine fan.
You're just at that God point sakes. Now. The bar is set so low for you, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, as much as I'd like to see it, I kind of understand what's going on and how it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
There's just no way. There's too many people testing positive in, like, the first 2 weeks, week.
Yeah. When you see that, we saw that with baseball. You know, teams having to miss games, you know, teams get – so, yeah, I think – In a perfect world, we would get it.
Yeah. Is it weird to you that, okay, there was like seven, eight people tested positive on the, what was it, the Marlins?
Yeah.
Baseball team or one of the teams. And they were back playing like a week later. Like if you go back 2 months, this is what I'm comparing this to. Like if somebody tested positive, like, dude, the whole town would shut down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, is it becoming that accustomed to people now that it's like, okay, well, you can come back in a week. Oh, what is that?
I honestly don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of what, like, when you're good to go. Like, if you're good after a week, I thought it was 14 days quarantine. I honestly don't know. I really don't, and I don't want to speculate. So,
I mean, like, the eight guys that tested positive on the Marlins, are they coming back and everybody's like, oh, okay, how you doing, Knuckles?
Well, when they come back,
don't you think everybody
though,
be walking around like on eggshells around these guys?
But once you get over it, though, you can't, I don't believe you can, and again, I'm not going to speculate. I could be wrong, but I think once you have it and then you get cleared from it, I don't think you can spread it again. You're not, what's the word? You're not contagious anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like any other day, like the flu or anything like that.
So what is it? It's just floating around in the air, and then I don't know. I have no idea what's going on, guys. We're just going to talk about golf here. Sorry. Let's just move on. Golf. Legendary sports announcer Jim Nance. You know Jim Nance. He's been around for like 800 years. Believes we are heading into the greatest stretch in the history of golf. He might be onto something because of all the coronavirus delays. Seven major tournaments are now scheduled over the next 11 months. Starting today, we're scheduled to see seven major championships, including two Masters and two PGA championships. So in the next 11 months, which is pretty good. I think golf's gonna make the run because you can really social distance in golf and it looks okay. You know, people can watch and be like, okay. So yeah, I might be watching a lot of golf. A lot of naps coming up if you don't like golf.
Perfect. All right. Is that all you got?
That's it, man.
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Bro.